The Democratic National Committee is investing time and money into the campaign of Syracuse Democratic mayoral candidate Juanita Perez-Williams. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, it's part of the DNC's effort to support Democrats up and down the ticket.
DNC Chair Tom Perez says Perez-Williams is exactly the type of candidate they want to help.
Juanita is the embodiment of the American dream, and she's been a fighter all her life, and she wants to fight for the residents of Syracuse to have a fair shake, and we want her to get across the finish line.
Perez says they will do that with organizers on the ground, digital engagement, and smartphone texting. He admits members of the Democratic Party still need to work on coming together.
Unity doesn't mean unanimity. We're not going to agree on everything, nor do we have to. But what we know and what we've seen is that what unites us as Democrats, what we agree on, far exceeds where we have differences.
Some Democrats in Syracuse are split between supporting Perez-Williams and her opponent, independent candidate Ben Walsh, who has been the top fundraiser in the race. Walsh, a former City Hall staffer responsible for business dealings, has received big contributions from businesses and developers. Some question if he can remain neutral.
I had to say no to them at the city just as much, if not more, than I had to say yes. I've delivered bad news to these people.
A majority of the money Republican candidate Laura Levine is relying on comes from herself, her family, and Republicans in Onondaga County. Green Party mayoral candidate Howie Hawkins shares funds with other Green Party candidates running in the city. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.